live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council is to take on the task of clearing asbestos materials from the remains of the plaza, which was gutted in a fire 12 days ago. It also damaged the adjoining bar's drapery shop. We'll hear from a local councillor. 500 ambulance personnel have completed their second day of strike action in a row over union recognition. We'll hear from Donegal's Nazareth representative. A no-deal Brexit would be a crazy outcome, according to the Taoiseach. Simon Coveney was speaking after a major summit in Dublin today, and the contractor for the new National Children's Hospital says it didn't benefit inappropriately by getting the contract. The CEO of BAM says there's incomplete information. And later in the bulletin, PJ will be here with all the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with confirmation this evening that Donegal County Council is to take on the task of clearing asbestos materials from the remains of the plaza, which was gutted in a fire 12 days ago. The blaze also badly damaged the adjoining bar's drapery shop. In a show, Municipal District was told this week that air sampling results have been satisfactory and the roofing, which is under scrutiny, is a 90% concrete, 10% asbestos mix, which is regarded as being of low risk. However, a number of people are still out of their homes in the area, so Donegal County Council is to bring in asbestos removal experts on Monday. Councillor Rena Donaghy says it's the right thing to do.
Parking has been compromised. People have been out of their homes. People are in B&B. It's not satisfactory to have people on B&B that have children. Insurance companies, yes, are doing their bit, but sometimes it can be slow. And the council have agreed that they will come in, they will get the asbestos experts in first thing on Monday morning, and they will do the cleanup themselves, which will allow then Pit Stop, which is a business, small garage down below the plaza. They have been closed. Their people are out of work. So those people will be able to get back to their work as well. And the people will get back to their homes and their houses. The main street will be opened properly. Obviously, there'll still be health and safety stuff to be taken care of. But it'll get the show back on the road again. And we would ask the businesses if they can work with their respective insurance companies to expedite the process, and we'll all work together and move forward.
And obviously from the point of view of the two businesses, the Plaza and John Bars, they, I'm sure, will want to rebuild. They'll want to reopen. They'll want to try to return to some semblance of normality as quickly as they can as well.
Absolutely. And they have been saying this from day one. The one thing that they want to get done is get everything cleared up, get the asbestos removed safely so that they can do their work and rebuild. These are two iconic businesses from the centre of town, and it looks awful now the way that they are. We want, and they want, to get those rebuilt as soon as possible. And the community is a very good community here, and we will all rally around and help in whatever way we can.
And that was Councillor Rena Donaghy. 500 ambulance personnel have completed their second day of strike action in a row over union recognition. They're members of NASRA, the National Ambulance Service Representative Association. It's a registered branch of the Psychiatric Nurses Association. They've been on picket lines across the country for a second day today. They want the HSE to recognise and negotiate with NASRA, but the HSE is refusing, saying that engaging with another union would harm good industrial relations. Donegal P&A spokesperson Tina Martin says if the HSE don't engage, then the dispute will escalate.
Each stage will be escalated. There is, as at the minute, there is a two-day strike planned, the 28th of February and the 4th of March, two consecutive days. That may actually be escalated further before that if a resolution is not reached before the 28th of February. It may be escalated further even before that, and other dates will be also be announced.
A no-deal Brexit would be a crazy outcome, according to the Taoiseach. Simon Coveney says he still believes it can be avoided, but he doesn't know how. It's exactly 6 weeks today that the UK is due to leave the EU. Simon Coveney says important decisions need to be made.
A no-deal Brexit would cause enormous strain on the Irish economy and the Irish political system, north and south. And many people will be deeply impacted in a negative way by that if we can't manage it. That is why a no-deal Brexit is crazy and needs to be avoided, and in my view will be avoided, but we simply don't know how yet.
Meanwhile, Theresa May continues in her efforts to seek changes to the backstop in the UK-EU withdrawal agreement. Some ministers within Mrs May's cabinet are said to be pushing for an extension of the Brexit deadline, March 29th, 6 weeks from now, if she can't win support from her deal from the House of Commons. Well, independent Midlands Northwest MP Marion Harkin says because of the EU Parliament elections in May, the UK couldn't stay in the EU beyond July the 1st.
I think she's leaving just enough time that if it goes down, that there is time to go back to the European Council with some scrambled together proposals to say we want an extension, because as Barnier has said, if the UK come back looking for an extension, there are only two questions. What do you want it for? And how long do you want it? So if they can answer both of those questions, and they're fairly straightforward, then I believe they'll get their extension. But I believe they really can't go beyond the 1st of July, because if they do, they'll have to elect MEPs.
The contractor for the new National Children's Hospital says they didn't benefit inappropriately by getting the contract. The CEO of BAM says there's incomplete and inaccurate information out there about the process. The company also said it's told the board in charge of building the hospital that they can opt out of the contract if required. Sean Defoe has this report.
BAM is the lead contractor for the new National Children's Hospital, and the company issued a statement this afternoon. It said that BAM did not benefit inappropriately from the tender process for the hospital, and said much of the commentary about it has been based on inaccurate and incomplete information. The company also said that it's told the board in charge of building the hospital that it can opt out of the contract. BAM said if the board would prefer to procure the work in another way, that it would facilitate that. CEO Theo Cullinan has also written to the Taoiseach about comments he made in the Dáil this week. Leo Varadkar said there's some contractors that he wouldn't like to see get a public tender again, and that he believes some companies have lowballed on projects in the past. Mr Cullinan wants the Taoiseach to clarify that he wasn't referring to BAM and to acknowledge the contribution they've made to the country. The company says it's in full compliance with all its obligations when it comes to the new National Children's Hospital.
Serious concern has been raised over the speed that some motorists employ while travelling on the Ran Road just outside Letterkenny. Donegal County Council has agreed to investigate the possibility of traffic calming, but officials have indicated it's unlikely that work will be done until more people move into the area. However, Councillor Jerry McMonagall wants to see action take place now.
I've been approached by a number of residents in the Ran Road area who are complaining about the speed of some of the cars, the growing number of housing developments, as you say, and increased footfall. So I've put our motion in today to council, asking them to investigate the possibility of putting in traffic calming measures on the Ran Road, and they have said that they're going to look at that with the view that whenever, after the investigation is complete, that they will hopefully be able to address this situation I've outlined today.
But they have said in such a way that until more people are housed in that area, obviously you would like it done sooner rather than later.
Very much so, and they have got the support from some of the members there today who for themselves seen the difficulties that speeding cars and the extra developments that have happened in and around the Ran Road and the concern that it is causing those residents. So yes, look, they said that they're going to look at it a bit more proactively than maybe that the answer suggested, and I'm happy with that. I would be hopeful that if need be, that there will be traffic camera measures put in place on the Ran Road.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall. The Cathaoirleach of the Stranraer Municipal District says the Twin Towns are on their way to becoming a centre of excellence for business and development, following confirmation that a digital hub is to be developed at the base. Councillor Patrick McGowan, who's also on the Facilities Board of Directors, says this is a vindication of the work that's put in by the centre's management and also by Donegal County Council.
The base in Stranraer, which is a community enterprise centre, it works under the basis of BASIC, which is a community and enterprise group in the town. We've been involved in a number of projects, festivals and other things in Balbofay and Stranraer, through the base, and through the Brian Boyle, who works in Donegal County Council, put forward a project for a digital hub in Stranraer within the base. There's room now become available on the top floor, and absolutely delighted today as a founding member of this. I'm particularly delighted, and I know, like with the manager, with within the affirm and the committee itself, and we're working very, very hard along with Brian Boyd and the management and the Donegal County Council to try and develop Stranraer not just into a sporting centre of actions, but also a centre for enterprise within the county.
Police in Strabane have reissued an appeal for information following reports of an assault behind the town's main street last month. The incident happened on Tuesday, January 15th. With more, here's Catherine Gaffney.
It was reported that a man aged in his 20s was assaulted by a male close to the water wall at around 10:30pm on that Tuesday evening. The injured party sustained cuts to his head and a broken wrist. The assailant was described as being around 30 years old, 5'10" tall, of stocky build and with shaved tight hair at the sides and curly on top. Officers are appealing for anyone who may have witnessed the assault or observed a blue Volkswagen Bora in the area at the time to contact detectives at Strabane Police Station on 101.
A report into a fatal incident in which two men drowned off the Donegal coast in 2017 has found that the vessel's crew had difficulty with the boat's outboard engine and that the vessel may have capsized, throwing both occupants overboard. Raimundas Jezdiskautas and Rimantas Barakaustas, both originally from Lithuania, drowned off Malinbeg Head in July of 2017 after heading out to sea on an angling trip. With more, here's Adrian Harmon.
During the investigation into the incident, it was established that the same vessel and crew had run out of fuel on the 28th of May 2017, 12 days before the angling trip, and that the Coast Guard had provided a tow from near Malinbeg Head to Teelin Pier. No distress call was heard, but this may be due to a failure in realising the severity of the situation early on, the report notes. The report stated that Mr. Jezdiskautas was wearing a personal flotation device when his body was found. Mr. Barakaustas was not. Damage to the boat and the spread of debris suggest that the vessel came hard ashore in large breaking waves. The autopsy report on both casualties states that the cause of death was drowning to water. A coroner's report found that both men had elevated blood alcohol levels and that Mr. Barakaustas was 7 times over the drink driving limit for alcohol. In conclusion, the MCIB report recommends that the Minister for Justice, Tourism and Sport issue a marine notice reminding individuals of their obligations to comply with the code of practice for safe operation of recreational craft.
Sport on Highland, in association with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Make your Shop LK gift card go further with an additional 20% bonus on all Shop LK vouchers.
Approaching 5:15, we say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Good evening, Donal. We'll start with the Gaelic Games, and the LYIT are through to Saturday's final of the College's Trench Cup. The Letterkenny side beat GMIT of Galway after extra time in today's semi-final in Mallow, County Cork. At the end of normal time, it was 14.28, but the LYIT, under the management of Donegal captain Michael Murphy, pulled away in the second period of extra time to win by 3 points, 20 points to 3 goals and 8. Michael Langan and John Campbell contributed 15 points between them. Langan hit 7 points, 5 from frees and 1 from a sideline ball, while Buncranaman Campbell knocked over 8 points. They will play Dundalk IT in the final tomorrow. They had a 6-point win over Waterford IT in the other semi-final. Back in November, the LYIT beat DKIT by 2 points to lift the Senior League Division 2 title. St. Columb's are Ulster Schools champions, winning the Marquee Cup this afternoon. The Derry side came from 6 points down to beat Abbey Vocational School 2 goals and 11 points to 3 goals and 5 at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. St. Columb's will now go on to meet the Connacht champions in the All-Ireland semi-final. Manager James McQuillan was delighted to take the title.
It means so much to the school. I mean, the last time that we won an Ulster senior title at schools level was in 2002. And I know that a lot was made of the fact that we have a lot of boys in the school, but I don't think people fully understand that we don't have a Gaelic or a GAA culture in the city or in the school. Soccer's the main sport, and for us to come down here today, and not just today but throughout the tournament, and beat schools from Donegal who do have a GAA culture, players who are coming from perhaps more accomplished clubs, it's hard to put on the words how big a deal this is for us.
Martin McHugh is tipping Guidoor to come through Saturday's All-Ireland Senior Club semi-final against reigning champions Cara Finn at Carrick and Shannon. He feels the sides are evenly matched and Guidoor have the players to cause an upset against an experienced Galway side.
You know, they're not used to getting beat, and that's a great situation to have with them. And, you know, the young players that they have, and then even the experience that them young lads have got at inter-county level, and with the club winning the Ulster Under-21 Club Championship as well, that experience they have, put then throw in the experienced lads into it, you know. And, you know, this is a very, very strong club team. And, you know, lucky enough, other than Kieran Gillespie, who is a big loss to them, maybe a loss to he's a loss to Donegal, no more so than to Gidor, and he is a big loss. Other than that, they're lucky enough, they've come through the Ulster Championship. Great occasion for them as a club, and it's a great occasion for the county. I don't think Corrifan will underestimate Gidor, because if they do, they're going to be bothered. I just have a feeling that this is going to be Gidor's year, and they're going to get to an All-Ireland final on Paddy's Day.
And you can hear more from Martin McHugh in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. That game, of course, live here on Highland Saturday Sport from 1:15 tomorrow with Oisín Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne in association with Divers Hyundai. This weekend also sees the National Hurling League Division 2B at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Sunday at 2 p.m. Donegal will look to bounce back from two defeats so far and pick up their first win when they host Wicklow. In that division as well, Derry are away when they play Kildare. In Division 3A, Tyrone host Monaghan at Healy Park in Omagh at 2 p.m. on Sunday as well. Senior soccer is back tonight with the opening games in the 2019 SSE Airtricity League Premier Division. Life back in the top flight for Finn Harps starts in Dublin against Bohemians. Oisín Kelly has more.
Harps ended their last Premier Division season in 2017 at Dalymount Park, and this evening they'll be back at the venue as Ollie Horgan's men will kick off their return to the Premier at Bowes. New signing Harry Ashcroft is a doubt, while Mark Timlin and captain Keith Cowan are unavailable. The Harps have strengthened during the close season, and Horgan sees experienced players like Rafa Cataro as key.
Well, I think Rafa will take everything with him. He's a great lad. You know, I tried to get him probably for the last 6 years, and I couldn't get him. And he wants to play, and that's why he's here. Like, yeah, he certainly will bring more than just his football ability. Like, he's a great head in him, and a great lad. But we need that, and we need his experience and others, you know, to try and get us through the 36 games that we've had.
Declan Devine begins his second spell in charge of Derry City at home to freshly promoted UCD. There's wholesale changes at the Brandywell, including the late arrival of striker Michael McCrudden from Institute. So after a disappointing league last year, what's Declan's aim this season?
We just want to make sure that, first and foremost, we're hard to beat. We don't concede goals as softly as been conceded in the past. But we also want to play a nice brand of football. We want to use the pitch to one of our assets. Listen, we're under no illusions how difficult this year's going to be. Nobody frightens us. Nobody frightens us, and we'll certainly have a go. Now, along the way, we might take one or two wee bumps, but along the way, we'll have our wee pops as well.
Elsewhere tonight, champions Dundalk begin the defence of their title at home to Sligo Rovers, while last year's runners-up Cork City travel to St Patrick's Athletic, and Shamrock Rovers are away to Waterford. All games kick off at 7:45, and Chris Ashmore will have updates tonight here on Highland from Bohemians against Finn Harps, as from the kick-off at Dalymount Park.
Three games in the Irish Premiership tonight. Ninth place Institute go to a bottom side Ards, and fifth place Coleraine make the trip to third place Crusaders. The Ulster Senior League this weekend. The first game of the weekend is tonight at 7:45 when Bunnagee United host Finn Harps Reserves. And then there are two games on Sunday at 2 p.m. Fannad United hosting Letterkenny Rovers, and Swilly Rovers hosting top of the table Cock Hill Celtic. A big game at junior level this weekend as well on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Oscar Trainer Interleague Trophy, Galway versus Inishowen. Inishowen making the trip to Eamon DC Park. The fifth round of the FA Cup also kicks off tonight. Queen's Park Rangers welcome Premier League opposition in Watford to Loftus Road. Boxing now, and the 2019 National Elite Championships at the National Stadium in Dublin. Tonight sees Donna Barr from Illy's Golden Gloves take part in her quarter-final against Ciara Walsh of Smithfield, with the winner to fight again tomorrow evening in the semi-final. Also in action tomorrow evening is Brett McGinty of the Oakleaf Club, where he takes on Gabriel Dawson of Olympic in their semi-final. Rugby now, and Ian Henderson is back in the Ulster team for tonight's Pro 14 game against the Neath Swansea Ospreys in Wales. He missed the first two rounds of the Six Nations due to a thumb injury. Local rugby this weekend, the All-Ireland League Division 2C. Oma are hosting Bruff and that will be our featured game tomorrow on Saturday Sport. Elsewhere there, City of Derry make the trip to Thomond. In athletics, the National Senior Indoor Championships take place this weekend at the National Indoor Arena in Abbottstown. Mark English, Brendan Boyce, Summer Leckie and Kelly McGrory will be among the Donegal athletes battling for medals. And Patsy McGonigal will keep us up to date on Highland sport throughout the weekend. Motorsport now in the World Rally Championship. The second round of the championship, which is Rally Sweden, are through eight stages and Teemu Suninen leads the way in his M Sport Ford, while Chris Meek sits in eighth position overall, 53.1 seconds behind the leader. Cricket and Ireland have suffered a six-wicket defeat to Scotland at the quadrangular T20 series in Oman. Kevin O'Brien scored 65 runs as Ireland set Scotland a total of 181 to chase, which the Scots achieved with nine balls to spare. And in golf, Irish duo Michael Hoey and Paul Dunn remain in contention at the halfway point of the World Super 6 tournament in Australia. Hoey's four shots off the lead in Perth at four under par, with Dunn a shot further back. Gavin Moynihan missed the cut there. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Don't forget to tune in to Saturday Sport from the earlier time of 1:15pm tomorrow for full live match commentary of Gaeilge's All-Ireland Senior Club Football semi-final against Cara Finn with Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kincoyne. That's tomorrow, but for now, it's back to Donal at the news desk.
Thanks, PJ. A West Tyrone MLA is calling on the North Department of Health to prioritise a GB hub for Strabane. In a statement, the department said given the constraints on budget, the timeframe for the delivery of all hub developments could extend beyond 2021. The department has, however, stressed that a GP hub for Strabane remains high on its agenda. MLA Daniel McCrossan says while this is a small step in the right direction, he'll be keeping the pressure very much on.
The important point to look at today is the fact that it is a priority for the Department of Health that they are going to and are planning on putting a GP hub, a Strabane Health Hub, into the area. Something that's absolutely very necessary, and it's a great investment in Western Urgent Care, which really deals with very diverse GP services in Strabane, and there's a big issue in this area, as many will know. Yes, there's concerns about the delay to the original anticipated time frame for this to be delivered, but I first and foremost want to welcome the very fact that this is firmly on the table and the department are planning on delivering and developing this, but I do have big concerns about the time frame involved here.
And that was Daniel McCrossan, MLA in West Tyrone. Looking at the weather forecast, it'll be dry at first this evening, but some light drizzle will then emerge with patchy rain spreading throughout all areas. Amounts will be small and some east parts will stay dry. It'll be mild with moderate to fresh southerly winds, strong at times along coasts. Those outbreaks of patchy rain will continue into the night with some showers, particularly on the west and northwest coast. Lowest temperatures overnight 5 to 6 degrees Celsius, moderate to fresh southwest breezes, strong at times along coasts. Some mist or drizzle at times tomorrow, especially in the west, but again, most places will be dry. More general rain will develop by tomorrow evening. It'll be mild and breezy with highs of 10 to 11 degrees Celsius in southerly winds. And the main stories this evening. Donegal County Council is to take on the task of clearing asbestos materials from the remains of the plaza, which was gutted in a fire 12 days ago. It also badly damaged the adjoining bar's drapery shop. Donegal County Council will bring experts in to start the removal process on Monday. 500 ambulance personnel have completed their second day of strike action across the country in a row over union recognition. NASRA spokesperson in Donegal, Tina Martin, says if the HSE doesn't engage as the union is demanding, then the dispute will continue to escalate. And the Taoiseach says a no-deal Brexit would be a crazy outcome. Simon Coveney says he still thinks it will be avoided, but he doesn't know how. The UK is due to leave the EU 6 weeks from today. And that's Highland Radio News. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 15th of February. The sudden death has occurred of Mark Dugan, 26, Coshlocha, Gwydor Road, Dunloe. His remains will repose at Madeline's funeral home, Dunloe, from 12 noon tomorrow, with rosary at 9 p.m. Removal after the rosary to his home. Funeral mass on Monday morning at 11 in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in Mahari Cemetery. House private pleas to family and friends on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Michael Duffy, 3 Windmill View, Glencar, Letterkenny. His remains will repose at his late residence from 5:30 this evening. Funeral Mass in St. Eunan's Cathedral at 12 midday on Sunday. Interment afterwards to Cornwall's Cemetery. The death has taken place of Joseph Duncan, Brady Carrigans. His remains are reposing at his late residence until 11 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 for service in St. Johnson Presbyterian Church at 3:15, followed by burial in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Johnson Presbyterian Church funds, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, convoy or any family member. And the death has occurred of Paddy Cannon, Glengesh, Ardra. His remains are reposing at his son Gerard's residence at Glengesh. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:15, going to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, for Requiem Mass at 12 midday. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 10. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock.